Chapter 21, The Blessing.
God pledges himself to bless those who obey his commandments. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Verses 10 to 12. With these words of light and truth before them, how dare men neglect so plain a duty? How dare they disobey God when obedience to his requirements means his blessing in both temporal and spiritual things, and disobedience means the curse of God? Satan is the destroyer. God cannot bless those who refuse to be faithful stewards. All he can do is to permit Satan to accomplish his destroying work. We see calamities of every kind and in every degree coming upon the earth. And why? The Lord's restraining power is not exercised. The world has disregarded the word of God. They live as though there were no God. Like the inhabitants of the Noah world, they refuse to have any thought of God. Wickedness prevails to an alarming extent, and the earth is ripe for the harvest,